Members of the House Education Committee spent three meetings last week discussing a bill that would require the state to repeal Common Core. After hours of testimony, committee chair Delegate Paul Espinoza pulled the bill before putting it to a vote, explaining he wanted to give members more time to digest the information shared. This morning, the committee put the bill back on the agenda, but didn't discuss it. In December, members of the West Virginia Board of Education voted to repeal the Common Core-based standards they had in place, replacing them with a new set, the West Virginia College and Career Ready Standards. These standards were the result of an 8-month study led by State Superintendent Dr. Michael Martirano, consulting West Virginia teachers and higher education officials, as well as members of the public. But lawmakers have continued to voice their concerns over the standards, saying they are too similar to the previous Common Core-aligned set. Education Chair Delegate Paul Espinoza says his committee will consider a committee substitute, a new version of the bill that makes changes to the introduced version.
Essentially, what the committee substitute would do is it would codify the repeal that the board made last year, also calls upon the board to work collaboratively, continue to work collaboratively with the legislature to address remaining concerns that there are with the standards. And then the proposed committee substitute also deals with the whole question of testing. Again, that's probably one of the things that there seems to be the widest agreement on, is that, you know, the current summative assessment is just not the assessment that best fits the needs of West Virginia.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Rob Engel in Charleston.